Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We start this hour with a big-time guest, Hall of Famer, eight-time All-Star, Cy Young winner, World Series champion, Hall of Famer, the great John Smoltz, analyst for Fox, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, getting ready for the American Century Championship. So you know he's tightening up that wedge and working on that leg putt. What up, Smoltzy? How are you today, bud?
Well, I'm actually working on my patience. That's going to go well for this tournament. I'm approaching my sixth hour in the airport, so
wow.
That's all part of this is part of the plan, I guess, is to get sure you know the patience you need for a long round and making birdies. So now, I'm just going to chalk that up to this is the way it was supposed to be.
I hear you. Everybody's different, Smoltzy. Like when Tiki, and we've traveled for our show quite a bit, when we get delayed, Tiki goes right over, gets a beer, gets a scotch. I'm not a big airport drinker. What do? You just bury yourself on the laptop, you go get a double scotch. Well, what are you doing to spend to kill 6 hours, man?
Yeah, so today's been a little tough just because last night, of course, called the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 hours sleep. Had a little 3-hour delay in Cleveland and now a 4-hour delay here in Salt Lake City. So I just I've kind of moseyed around, moved around, listened to music, get something to eat. And then I'm going to be honest, I'm not the most patient guy in the world.
No, me neither. I get it.
I'm working. I'm actually embracing this.
Wow, they didn't get you. Right. Well, it's hard to get out. D-Cell, our board op, I said, he can get you a direct flight? It's hard to get a direct flight out there. I know because I had to do the same thing when I played in the American Century. Now, you're 6-1 odds here. Now, we talked to Vinny Del Negro yesterday. He said he's a 2, and he's 75-1. What are you shooting these days, Smoltz?
Well, it's been an interesting journey for me this year. Of course, I've had a chance to play in 3 Champion Tour events, learned a lot. My schedule's brutal. It is what it is. You know, home course, I could shoot whatever I want, but a home course doesn't count. And it's really about literally trusting whatever you have when you get to a tournament. Of course, I haven't played much. I came from London to Scotland to Cleveland to here. I'm on a nice little 28 out of 30-day road trip. So wow. Those tournaments I told you I just played in have taught me how to deal with this kind of scenario where you don't have your best game, maybe your best swing, but you learn how to manufacture around. And watching the greatest guys on those Champions Tour, it's amazing to see how they just don't make mistakes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They may not play their best every day, but they're capable of shooting 8 and 7 and 6 under every day. And so that's helped. The tournament in Florida this past January helped getting a win under my belt. So, part of when you've been out of competition for this long, this is the greatest thing that we have going to kind of fill that void. So I put it on the calendar. I pray nothing goes wrong so I can get there, and it's a time of the life to play in an American Century Championship.
Jealous, man. Number one, I'm jealous that you play, and number two, I'm jealous that your answer is, what do you shoot? Whatever I want. Man, who the hell do you think you are saying that to the rest of us golf hacks?
He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. That's who he is. He can do what he wants.
They think this guy is.
No, the point of that answer is that your home club, it doesn't matter.
I hear
right?
You.
You shoot 65 to 70, whatever, and it doesn't matter because you know every bounce. It's when you're in tournament play, and you know it counts. So I've thrown a ton of no-hitters in the bullpen. No-hitter in the game.
Yeah.
I'm a great driving range player. So those are the things you try to translate into your actual when it counts.
Gotcha. John Smoltz is with us here, 8-time All-Star, Cy Young winner. The resume is impeccable. Hall of Famer, World Series champ. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So
you forgot badass golfer.
And he's a golfer as well. Thank God he doesn't have a good head of hair. Otherwise, we'd really be jealous of the guy. Hey, John, were you in the house? I would imagine you were. You were watching the Home Run Derby in person, right?
I wasn't watching in person, but I was watching it.
And, okay.
Epic.
Yeah, I mean,
scenario took place.
No doubt. Vladito and all these Masters, Alonzo's like Paul Bunyan. I get it, but, you know, it is easy to forget that guys of previous generations, I don't know, I'm sorry, maybe I'm just overly romanticizing, and I'm not trying to take away from the night because it was great, but if Mickey Mantle was doing this, Mickey Mantle would do this. Harmon Killebrew would do this. Bonds has done this. Griffey has done this. I mean, you know, any masher from Babe Ruth would do this. I just feel like when we, I feel like we kind of gloss over how great, and you played against so many of these guys, how great they were back in the day as well. Do you really believe today's home run hitters are truly better? Because I don't.
No. I don't think they're better. I think the style of which the game is played has allowed them to stick out more. They train differently. They're stronger. They're not playing the brand of baseball. And no sport 20, 30 years apart ever plays the same brand of that sport. You just got to look down the road to basketball. There's not necessarily better shooters today. They just shoot more threes.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily take the greatest shots. They just take more of them. And it equates to the analytical driven data that you got to shoot 43s a game.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with baseball. It's not necessarily the approach at the plate's better or their swings are better. They just understand and learned how to manufacture a swing to hit a home run. I say this all the time. Tony Gwynn, if you just said to him as an owner, he said, listen, Tony, you're one of the best hitters in the game, but we really need we need 30 home runs out of you this year. He'd hit 30 home runs and hit 25 points lower. So he'd go from 350 to 325 batting average with 30 home runs. We said, next year, you know, we really need you to hit 40. He'd go to 310, 40 home runs. But that's the kind of hitter he was and capabilities he had, but that's not the style that was asked of him. And so it's tough to compare eras. It's tough to quantify or, you know, what other guys would have done. But you're right to your point. I mean, baseball today has thought about playing the game and scoring runs way differently than it used to be. And, yeah. And I'll say this, to just throw a little wrench in there, is that the 1985 St. Louis Cardinals still be really good today in today's era because they would be hard to defend. It's just nobody prepares a baseball team like that today.
And yeah. By the way, Teague, I know you got a question. For those who don't really understand, the 85 Cardinals, obviously Smoltz knows, they ran. Mm-hmm. I believe they had one power hitter, maybe Jack Clark. I mean, Tommy Herr was a second baseman, but didn't hit a lot of home runs. They were a team that ran. That's basically your point.
Yeah, they would
still play
runs
today.
Yeah, they'd be hard to defend. I mean, we got analytics that talk about defensive shifts and all the things to stop runs, and I get it. It works. But the reason it works is because no one's willing to change the philosophy of how to beat it.
Yeah.
So the quickest version of a home run in today's style and the way guys are playing from the age 12 on up is they're only trying to get the ball in the air. And so you can accomplish that. You can strike out a ton. You can hit 230. And today, that's not looked at as awful. That's looked at as you'll get rewarded. So
yeah.
Players of any sport are going to try to, we're in a reward society, incentive society, and if you're going to reward me to strike out 200 times and hit 40 home runs, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'll take my $20 million a year. Bunt against the shift. Bunt against the shifts. Mostly, do you think the balls have anything to do with it, though? Justin Verlander went off on it, obviously leading into the All-Star game. The juiced balls. What do you make of this? Controversy, I guess, was the word we'll use.
Yeah, so if you had to try to defend either statement of it, it'd be hard to defend either one because the baseball has definitely changed, not on purpose, I don't believe, but intently has changed. The staying in the air longer. And what we just talked about, guys' ability to just swing for the fences is going to increase the numbers anyway. So if the ball was perfectly the same, the home run numbers would still be up. I don't know that they would be up as much, and I don't know that the distance of the homers would go as far. But if you talk to a hitter, they just tell you they're stronger and they know their swing more. If you talk to a pitcher, who I'm going to trust has thrown 2 million pitches and knows the baseball with a blindfold on him, and he can tell you whether it's a little oblong or the seams are high, that's who I'm going to trust to know that they have it. I'm not going to trust a third baseman telling me about a baseball because he has it every so often. And so that's the deal. When AAA, you know, started using our baseball this year, it's the first time, those numbers went up 50%. So that's a hard, if you're a lawyer trying to defend that the ball hasn't changed, it would be a tough way to go into court to try to prove it. So it's handmade. There's many manufacturers, and I'm sure Major League Baseball is trying to figure out what and if anything has altered, you know, the flight of the ball. And so from a pitcher standpoint, you know, even Justin Verlander and his, he's going to learn how to adjust if that's the case, and he'll be dominant, and he is dominant. But from a standpoint of comfortable and familiarity, you're used to throwing certain pitches and getting certain results. And when the ball starts flying in areas that you've never seen before and off of the bats of people that you didn't think could, you start questioning what's going on. And so it's kind of natural in human nature to just say, wait a minute. Something's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's very fair. It's John Smoltz, by the way, the great John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, analyst, Fox. And, you know, it's funny, when we all see the old footage, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, I mean, Willie Mays is in some of these ballparks, center field's 460. I mean, there's statues in Yankee Stadium. There's three statues in the field of play that Bobby Mercer once had to run through to get to a baseball. So I know logistically, John, it's not practical to change the dimensions of the field. But boy, oh boy, I would love to see this hit the table this offseason and see if it could be collectively bargained at some point. Pump them back 10, 12, 15 feet all around. Foul pole, gaps, dead center. Push it back.
Yeah, I think with all of the new age parks and the way everything has been created to try to create more runs, that was the point that kind of Justin was making, you know, that there was a point in time where baseball was having a hard time scoring runs. Now the pendulum has maybe swung too far, and you think, okay, what can we do about it? And I think ultimately everything usually works itself out and comes back to the center. But right now, you know, with the way parks are and the way guys pitch and the way guys are stronger, I mean, these guys are mammoth in base. I've never seen baseball players be this big.
No, they're football players, Smoltz.
It's usually reserved for football players. And I tell you, they're training kind of in a one-way vacuum, which is training for a certain skill set. And the good and the bad in that is, the good produces the numbers and distances and things we've never seen. The bad is, we're going to continue to climb the injury rate until people take a look and say, how do we balance the ability to be strong but the inability to stay healthy? And that, to me, is a bigger question down the road. Than I know what happens in general. The philosophy is there's more younger dynamic players than ever. And so as long as there's more people get hurt, we got guys to fill you in.
Yeah.
And we'll never miss a beat.
Yeah, and that's what the Yankees are proving, right?
Pulls a biceps. He misses months, right? And they don't lose.
They're okay. They're still winning 54 games. The American Century Championship, Lake Tahoe at Edgewood Golf Course, is this weekend, starting to Friday on NBC Sports Network, and then Saturday and Sunday on NBC. Hopefully, Smoltzy, you repeat what you did at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions in January and get a W out there. Appreciate you, John.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. John Smoltz, Hall of Famer.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.